detain the small one for questioning. He knows us. Lord Stirling Bridge will be converted first. Convert him. Convert him. Convert him.
Did you not hear what he said? He has the ability to travel the stars. No, across the multiverse. Can you imagine how far we can spread the galactic truth with their help?
You can't take
Hush, Tom. Let's just see where this goes.
You're no lord, are you?
We may as well come clean, Tom.
No, not really.
I thought not. Take them back to reception until Zhang is ready to talk to them. I'll secure the doors and send Percy home for the day.
You will come with me, or you will be destroyed.
Watch the jacket! It's a valuable piece of clothing! Oh, they were never this rough with me back in the proper universe. Oh, hello. Who are you?
Jack.
And why are you being kept here?
I finally saved up enough to go for the full whammy and discover the galactic truth. I should become enlightened. I've saved all my life for this. It's only a matter of time before they take me away to meet my destiny. All things should be mine.
Ah, well, that's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, great. Stuck in a room with a religious nutter. But he has a point, Doctor. I know and agree with you that forced conversion is wrong, but what about those who want to be converted? Shouldn't they have some kind of say in the matter? Why shouldn't these people be allowed to improve themselves?
Exactly. I want these upgrades.
Oh, Tom, I thought I was getting through to you back in the interview room. There's no reasoning once people become Cybermen. Once they start, Cybermen never, ever stop. They won't stop here. They will continue throughout your galaxy. I've seen them destroy whole planets, convert populations, create armies from the survivors. Poor old Massena Cassa for one. How would you feel if your home planet became threatened, infested with the Cybermen,
I don't think there's any danger of Mondas.
Wait. You two are from a different planet to this one? Have you found the galactic truth yet?
Oh, young man, please be quiet. My companion and I are having a serious discussion here. Now look, Tom, I know that you're struggling with the ethics here, but we simply cannot allow this to carry on. Alright, perhaps from some perspective, it's fine for now. People who are willing get converted, alright. People do all sorts of strange things to their bodies, but I promise you, it won't be allowed to stop there. I would have thought the treatment we just received at the hands of Wilkins and that Cyberman would have convinced you otherwise by now. That Cyberman was about to kill you. Hold on, Jack. What was that you just asked?
Another planet, you said? I just thought you may have found the galactic truth already. You sound a bit too stupid for that.
What makes you think the galactic truth is out in space?
Oh, for the love of the sister. It's one of the emissaries of the truth.
It's a Cyberman, you blind fool.
That's what I said.
Cyber Controller Zhong is ready to see you now. Come with me.
Oh, good. We have been waiting simply ages.
You have been here for 2.4 minutes.
Which is an eternity without a cup of tea. And these overstuffed armchairs. Not that you lot ever used to bother with plush vermilion, but...
He's getting a bit restless, Doctor.
Oh, a mere affectation, I'm sure. But we should go with him if he's made the effort. Goodbye, Jack.
What about me? When do I get my upgrades?
You will be upgraded as soon as we are ready.
Oh, of course, Emissary. Please forgive my impatience.
Oh, Jack. I'm not sure I can even feel sorry for you.
What?
What?
Do not stop.
Already have done. What's behind this door?
It says it's a nursery.
The Cybermen don't have nurseries.
It's a room for slumber.
And you don't need to sleep, so what's in there?
Easy, Doctor.
It is for the dreamers.
And who are the dreamers?
You will not enter. You have been summoned. This delay is at an end. You will move. Move!
No need to push! And I will enter.
Cyber Controller, these are the two prisoners that Wilkins sent for.
Excellent. Wilkins has told me that you arrived from another planet. Tell me how you travelled here.
The Doctor has this wonderful machine called the TARDIS.
Shut up, Tom.
You will tell me.
Actually, I have a few questions for you first.
You are not here to ask questions. You are here to answer them.
Such as, for how long exactly will you just be accepting willing volunteers to be upgraded?
Silence.
How long until you start forcibly converting people into Cybermen? Is that what the Dreamers are for?
Silence. You will tell me about your means of travel. We could learn much from you.
Learning is most efficient through reciprocation, signals responding to signals. How long until it is no longer just volunteers?
If you do not answer my questions, you will be elected to the select few. You will be fully converted and find the galactic truth.
Ah, so you are already considering forced conversion. Thank you for responding to my signals.
You would not be the first. There are only two groups of people who are privileged enough to receive full conversion. Those who can afford it, and those who oppose us.
And those who are rich fund the conversion for the dissidents.
Correct.
So there is no galactic truth. It's just a covert way of converting people.
Incorrect. People cannot comprehend the galactic truth without being converted. We must upgrade. We must be able to survive in space. We must find the galactic truth.
How do you justify infecting innocent people with bacterial infections?
People were not coming to us fast enough. We must find the galactic truth.
Interesting. And what of Wilkins? Where does he fit into the picture?
Wilkins is a useful figurehead. He is charismatic. He brings in the funds in order to build our strength.
And he will not be converted?
Tell me about your space vehicle.
And if I refuse?
Doctor?
Then you will be converted.
And how do you expect me to tell you after you've done that?
You will retain your memories.
Ah, well, of course, that's different.
But you will be willing to tell us everything. You will keep no secrets from us.
Oh, joy.
Doctor, please tell them. I don't want to be converted.
Never.
Take them to a cell to await conversion. And summon Wilkins to me.
Tell me who the Dreamers are.
Yes, Cyber Controller.
I'm scared. Jack's gone and we're going to be upgraded and...
Oh.
Smythe's the name.
Oh, and I suppose you've saved up all your life for full conversion too.
Oh no, not at all. Did you?
Oh, good grief, no. I'm not into all this claptrap. I'm here to oppose all this nonsense.
Ah, well, you're not the only one. They caught me trying to take film footage of a fully converted models. Wanted to expose to the world what's going on here, you see. And that's not all. I found out about the Dreamers.
Aha! A man with similar ideas to our own. Yes, you see, we were investigating what's been going on here and got a little too close to the truth. I'm the Doctor, and this is my companion, Tom. Tell me, Mr. Smythe, do you still have your footage?
Yes, it's... Look, I'm not one of them, right? It's just the easiest way to get the story these days. I'm dedicated.
What's he talking about?
Ah, have you noticed, Tom, that Mr. Smythe's eyes are different colours?
Heterochromia?
Photo-optica. A camera in the eye and an editing suite in the brain, Tom. Do you mind if we hook you into the experiential grid, Mr. Smythe?
Why not? It's not like anyone else is going to see it.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind me just putting this cable here. Sorry about that. And here, and just a quick... Good. Now, this should create a three-dimensional sensory representation of your footage, Mr. Smythe. And it shouldn't hurt too much. I'll just switch on and...
Oh my! What is all this?
This is cyber conversion. This is what they're offering the people of this dying planet.
Dying?
The cold, Tom. The snow. The sickness, the burning forests. This world is getting further and further away from your sun.
They burn the forest? Just to keep warm?
Yes. And of course, that didn't work, so now...
But they're meant to be saving people, helping people.
That's the saddest part of all, Tom. The Cybermen really believe they are helping people. And these plastic and metal husks will one day sully the surfaces of scores of worlds, bringing that help to them. Searching for this galactic truth and forcing everyone around them to join the search for their own good.
I even sympathised with the Galactic Truth Movement until about 10 minutes ago. Now I've realised what's truly going on here. Doctor, I'm sorry. You were right.
It's okay, Tom. Now, Mr. Smythe, what about the dreamers? I think I've seen enough here.
Oh, well, this is different. I think I prefer this.
There's about 20 cubicles as far as I can see. And in each one, yes, they're all asleep. Induced sleep by the look of it. Feeding tube, watering tube. That one's for muscle stimulants, and
waste tubes?
Yes.
Look outside this row. There must be another 4 rows.
So, 5 rows in total, about 20 each. 100 of them, then. And this machinery, that's a massive delta wave augmenter. I was right, they're in mechanically induced slow-wave sleep.
Slow-wave sleep? What's the use of that?
It makes them dream. All of them, Tom. All 100 of these people are constantly dreaming. Never ending.
But it's not the dreaming that's important. It's who they are. Look at the nameplate.
Josh Pinframe. That rings a bell.
How could... We... But no, you're right. Oh, who are we looking at, Mr. Smythe?
The 66th richest person on the planet.
100 dreamers and the top 100 rich list.
Do you think...
I think it's another matter of vanity and desire, of a common sense of public responsibility. Thank you, Mr. Smythe. You can switch off now. Those idiotic fat cats wanted to escape the pain and the suffering out there, but they didn't want conversion. Oh no, couldn't stand their lily-white skin being turned into plastic. Not when there's a fantasy land waiting for them.
So what? It's a really exclusive retirement service. They pay all their wealth in, probably invest it, and cream off the interest.
Exactly! If I can tell the government what's going on here, then they will freeze the Galactic Truth Movement's assets. They will shut the Dreamers' accounts down and all their subsidiaries. All operations here will lose their cash cow and collapse.
You mean like the Order of Galactic Truth?
Ah, I see you've met those delightful nuns. Yes, well, they're particularly nasty. I think that they're infecting the people with a plague that's spreading through the country.
You know, Smythe, I think you might be onto something, but...
Smythe, it is time!
No!
Leave him alone! I'm warning you!
Ah! Tom!
Remember it! You two need to remember, whoever you are! I don't matter! I don't matter!
Doctor, Tom, I'm here to talk to you.
Everyone matters, Mr. Smythe. Are you all right, Tom?
Yeah, I will be. Just don't let me punch anything metal again.
Zhang has told me that you two have opted for full conversion. Given how vehemently you were against it before you spoke to him, that can't be true.
Well, Zhang was very persuasive.
Yes, we were told we had no choice in the matter.
You mean forced conversion? No. That's not the way. Well, except in the case of individuals like this Smythe guy.
Oh, don't be so stupid, man. This is real. For the organization's frontman, they don't really tell you much. I guess it's better that way.
Well, the less you know, the less you're likely to slip up.
What do you mean?
Listen, Trent. I may call you Trent, mayn't I?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Trent. Here is what's going on, and I'll explain it very simply. You have been misled. You're just a figurehead for this. They're not planning on letting you have full conversion. At least, not until they start forcibly converting the entire population. You see, at the moment, you are far too much of a useful commodity for them.
But that's not true.
Think about it, Trent. How long have you been doing all this?
About 10 years.
And when were they promising to let you go for the full upgrade?
When we had enough adherents.
And what's enough, Trent? Have they ever put a number value on that? Will there ever be enough? Will you ever get what you want? You know just as well as any other follower that the only way to get to the galactic truth is a full upgrade. Either that or you just become a vegetable dreaming of a paradise like poor little babes in the nursery. You've given more to the cause than anyone else, and yet here you are.
Can it be true? Have they betrayed me?
Yes, Trent, they have. Now, tell me everything you know about the origins of the Galactic Truth.
Well, when it started, we were just looking for a way to find the Galactic Truth. There was no upgrading. But as we started to realize the harsh realities of space, then we realized we would need to modify ourselves to find the Galactic Truth. The need for money came then, when we realized that we'd need to research it. We channeled the money into cybernetic research. We charged more than cost for the upgrades, so we could research further. Zhang is the most advanced upgrade out there.
I see. I think I know what the Galactic Truth is now. You'd better take us back to Zhang, because I can give him what he wants.
If you say so, Doctor.
Doctor, what's up with him?
I think I may have just crushed his spirit. Lucky for me, he still had one.
Cyber Controller, I've persuaded the Doctor to tell you more about his space vehicle.
Excellent. Doctor, begin.
First, I need your assurance that neither Tom nor I will be converted.
Agreed.
Very well. Tom and I arrived here in a machine called the TARDIS. You're getting this down, that's TARDIS. It's capable of travelling anywhere in space and time.
I demand to see this machine.
Yes, I thought you might. Very well. But I have one additional condition.
Continue.
Allow me to show you the galactic truth that you seek so badly. I know what it is. I know how to get there, and I will take you to it.
You have seen the truth. Agreed.
Doctor, are you sure? Would it be a really bad idea to allow the Cybermen to have access to the TARDIS?
I think it would be an even worse idea for you to become a glorified corkscrew.
Now don't worry, Tom. I promise I have a plan. This time.
It's reassuring.
Well, come along then, cyber controller. There's no time to lose. Oh, just wait a moment. When I was outside, I didn't exactly see, well, any Cybermen about. I mean, you can't go out that often, and you'll draw attention to us as we're going through the town.
He wears a cloak in public.
A cloak? Really? And people don't notice?
You'd be surprised how unobservant some people can be, Tom.
But he's got a lamp the size of a pasta bowl on his head.
Ah, yes, well, Zhong, if we've got oncoming traffic, just switch it to low beam, yes?
Wilkins, you will stay here.
But...
Wilkins, you will stay here, as will the other man.
Yes, cyber controller.
Doctor, take me to your TARDIS.
Tom, you know what to do while I'm gone.
Doctor...
Yes, Cyber Controller, I'm on my way.
Right, Mr. Wilkins, take me to your nursery.
Here we are, the TARDIS.
This cannot be a space-time vehicle, it is only a box.
That's the problem with you Cybermen. No imagination. Wait. That's not a problem, is it? You removed it deliberately.
Logic tells me that a blue box cannot be a space-time vehicle.
I shouldn't really tell you this, but... Oh, well, I just can't help myself. It's dimensionally transcendental. Bigger on the inside. Inside, different dimension to outside. Sounds strange, but it works.
A box cannot be a time ship. It does not compute.
Listen, Zhong, I know it's difficult, but you're going to have to trust me.
Trust is not logical.
Please, Zhong, after you. I will follow.
Doctor, your machine is indeed impressive.
Yes, the inside's, beautiful, isn't it?
Beauty? I do not comprehend beauty.
Oh, how silly of me. How could I forget that? I mean, it's not exactly that you look like a Cyberman. Oh, wait. You do. In all seriousness, how can people not tell it's one of you under that cloak?
With a machine like this, we can take the galactic truth to other planets.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you could, but that's not why we're here. I am going to take you to the Galactic Truth, and only you.
Proceed.
Setting coordinates. And we're on our way.
Does this Dr. Heathcliff of yours know what he's doing?
Oh, his name isn't Heathcliff, not really. But he seems to know what he's doing. I haven't known him that long, to be honest, but I trust him. He wants to fix things, to make things better for the universe.
If his name's not Heathcliff, then what is his real name?
To be honest, I don't know. He's very secretive about that kind of thing.
So you travel with this guy, and he hasn't even told you his name, and you trust him. Doesn't that strike you as strange?
Oh, I suppose so.
Who is he to decide what's right or wrong for us? Who is he to interfere?
Look, Trent, you heard what he said about the Cybermen. You heard how passionate he is about stopping them. You've heard him talk about how they take over the entire world. You can see we've been telling you the truth. You've been duped by them, right and proper. He can stop this, here, and now.
Maybe they aren't so bad after all. The Galactic Truth is real. I still want to know what it is. And they're our best hope of getting to it.
Well, let's see what happens to the Doctor and Zhong.
Yes. Let's.
What do they dream about in here?
Right, just making sure these coordinates are correct. Ah, yes. That looks about right. So, Cyber Controller Zhong, are you ready to see the galactic truth?
I am ready.
Oh, scanner's on the blink again. Oh, never mind. Right, over to the door with me. Come on. Right, here we are. Now, look. Do you see that? Do you see that nebula? All that purple and blue, the yellow streaks. That is your galactic truth. The beauty and majesty of the universe. Isn't it magnificent?
This cannot be the galactic truth. This cannot be all that there is.
Now you stay here. I'm just going to patch through the radio emanations from that nebula into the TARDIS's audio circuits. And route it through the harmonic regulators. There we are. Now you can hear the nebula as well as see it.
This sound is meaningless.
This is the galactic truth, Zhong. This is what is out in the universe. This is what you want to find. It's beauty. It's not quantifiable. It's known only by the dimensions of the senses. But you've removed emotion. You've removed the senses to allow you to calculate how to find it. You've removed every possible avenue of feeling from your brains to the point where you can no longer understand the simple beauty of your precious galactic truth.
Does not compute. 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 Does not compute.
Ah, hello, Tom. Hello, Trent.
Where's Zhong?
What? Oh, yes, of course. Tom, I'm going to need your help to bring him out here.
Does not compute.
What happened to him, Doctor?
Well, I did precisely what I promised. I showed him the galactic truth, that he's been upgraded to the extent that all his emotions have been removed. He can't comprehend the galactic truth anymore. Simplicity, complexity, all brought together to make a single whole. He accepts the logic of what we say, but can't understand it. His computerized brain is malfunctioning. He's shutting down permanently.
So that's it then. It's all over.
Without a controller to lead them, the Galactic Truth Movement will become just another cult. Most of this world will never know what happened here, just the way it should be, Wilkins.
But what about the Dreamers, Doctor? We can't just leave them like this.
I've been looking over their files, Doctor. They were all sick when they signed up to the cult.
It was a long pilgrimage.
Ah, hello again, Sister Jane. You'll forgive me if I don't let you offer me a drink.
Wait, no. The water? That can't be true.
The Order had to support the movement, Mr. Wilkins. The mark of the Order of the Galactic Truth cannot be removed. It is a holy rite. But they came to us, and we ministered to their pain.
Pain you created?
They are helping us to save the people.
So now, if we remove them from these cabinets, they will die. Or have to be converted into more Cybermen.
They will sleep forever, dreaming of paradise, dreaming of the truth.
You ignorant, ignoble, inhuman woman! This is nothing short of exploitation. Your planet is dying and all you can do is...
Doctor?
take our non-nun through to the waiting room. I have an idea.
Are you thirsty, young man?
Oh, leave off. You're giving me the creeps.
Now, Wilkins, aside from just being rich, these people must be learned. Heads of business, industry, science, medicine.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been on that list, but they weren't taking performers.
No, they just took advantage of your naivety directly.
Thanks.
What you have here is a think tank. They must stay in their dreams or they will die. We can't bring them out, but if they must dream, we can control those dreams, make them dream of a better world.
And the remainder of the Cybermen?
Well, without a controller, you should probably arrange for them to be reprogrammed. There must be some way to make sure they can be beneficial to the wider society. They can start by cleaning up some of the Sisterhood's messes, for instance. I'm sure you can handle that, Wilkins.
Of course, Doctor.
What about the Dreamers?
Well, Trent and I have been working on the programming, and they'll now be dreaming of solving some of the problems of this wandering world. They're quite a clever bunch, really, so hopefully they'll steer clear of some of the more obvious iron and plastic-clad methods. Where's Jane?
She's just powdering her nose. Oh, no! Oh, Doctor! Oh, I should have let her...
There must be four bottles. All empty.
Even my medication can't help someone who's had this much. Oh, Jane! Jane, why? You could have made amends, sister.
I need no absolution from you. I will see the truth. I have been faithful. I have been faithful.
Oh, Jane. Truth lies in life and hope, not death. Despair and disease.
Even so, Doctor.
Yes, yes, I hope so too, Tom. Now, Mr. Wilkins, take these pills. Oh, not for yourself, man. Get them reproduced in your labs and given out to anyone who has had the water from the Sisterhood. And no more galactic truth. Find your own truth. Start using that brain of yours. You're not that stupid.
Of course, Doctor.
Excellent. Come on, Tom. We must be off.
Of course.
Well, I hope that sorted out things for Mondas. Time to leave.
Mondas? Why would Mondas have anything to do with that?
It's where the Cybermen were created in... Well, every universe I've ever... Wait, what do you know about Mondas?
Mondas is my home planet. England is on Mondas.
So this planet... Mondas and Earth are always twinned. In every universe I've been to so far, in all my lives, they're always twinned. Oh, I guess that this universe's perverse logic has caused the two planets to be reversed.
Doesn't really change anything, though, does it? Does it matter that it's Earth?
Of course it matters! Earth matters!
Do you really mean that? Or are you just saying it out of nostalgia for your own universe?
What?
Look, your history isn't being repeated because this isn't your history. Haven't you learned anything from the stuff with Nelson? Obviously things here don't run the way you're used to, and... Just maybe, since you seem to be stranded here, it's time you accepted that this isn't your universe.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me so very much. That is rich coming from the university professor who couldn't even leave Oxford without a kick. So worldly wise, considering before you met me, you had never stepped foot beyond the limited parameters set for you.
That's not fair. That wasn't my fault.
Fault? It's not my fault. I'm stuck here in the wrong place either, Tom. Now, I have tried to understand how it works. I've tried to get my head around it, but it's doing more harm than good, apparently. And it takes you to point that out. Well, you wait. I'll show you how it feels when we go home.
Doctor?
Don't doctor me. You're the one keen on lecturing. Well, let's see how you cope when you're out of your depth, set adrift in a universe you know nothing about. Let's see how well you cope then, Professor Sterling. See how you cope, you superior, smug, know-it-all associate professor.
I
don't start. Get inside. Let's go. I'm going to find the time well that brought me into this bizarro universe and get back out of here. That's what I should have done in the first place. Exploration. Explorations for chumps. I don't belong here. I don't want to be here.
But...
No buts, Tom. No nothing. Either you come with me or you stay here. And I don't really care. Either way, right now. Get inside!
Yes, my friends, it is true that the emissaries have set out to mislead you, but I have negotiated with those remaining, and the truth will now out. We have been shown the error of the ways of the Galactic.
Our richest citizens have made this sacrifice for us to build a better world. These dreamers have created a solution to our problem, but I dare not reveal it to you until such time as tests reveal its efficiency. This is for the protection of us all, and I ask that, as our Madam President asks,
we wait for its results. It has been a long year to wait for this news, but I am glad to say that as the head of the Reformed Truth and your President, I am proud to unveil plans of the new Planetary Propulsion Unit that will take us home to our star. There is but one adjustment to make before we are able to proceed. But we must not face this with fear. So it falls to you, our first 1,000 volunteers.
We love you!
No, it is you who feel the love for our planet. Our planet that will soon accelerate back to its own home. However, it is only with the protection of these survival suits that we will be able to withstand the great pressures of gravity that will rain down upon us. Are they all in place?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Wait. Who are you?
Fowler, sir. Smythe called in sick.
How interesting. Very well, Mr. Fowler. I'll take over from here.
Very good, sir.
So it's just this button, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
Even more interesting. Because that's the button for the air conditioning. This is the button for conversion.
Stop!
They should be done shortly. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Mr. Smythe hasn't had a single day of illness since I relieved him of his pathetic organic immune system in exchange for some favorable press. Not that he had much choice in the matter.
We know what you're doing here, and we will stop you.
With that? Well, go on then, if it'll make you feel better.
Force me to... Keep back! Keep back!
At the risk of sounding melodramatic, was that supposed to hurt?
Let me go. We know what you're doing, and we will stop you.
No, we will stop you. You will be like them. Free from pain, sickness, emotion, and rebellion. We will spread the galactic truth to all the worlds we pass.
Some say there was a man. A man who could stop you.
The doctor was a trusting fool. But he'll pay for taking me to one as well if we ever meet again.
Goodbye, Mr. Fowler. And now, time for the first of the new Cybermen. The first thousand, who will bring order to a troubled world, and the quest for the truth to the universe. I will never be upgraded, so that when we find it, I alone will be able to comprehend the galactic truth.